Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to our Titus chapter 1 study. We're in the 8th verse. Here's what Paul wants to see out of qualified elders. Be hospitable, a lover of what is good, sober-minded, just, holy, self-controlled. A couple of cleanups here in the Greek. Sober-minded is actually the phrase in the Greek, self-controlled. But then when you get to self-controlled, that phrase in the Greek is closer to our word discipline. So let me read it that way. The leader should be hospitable, a lover of what is good, self-controlled, just, holy, and disciplined. So this tells us that there is room for discipline. There's room for discipline in Christian leadership. That doesn't mean, I don't mean discipline like take a rod and go beat people. I mean disciplined leaders who have, and I believe every Christian, there is discipline in the lives of believers. Otherwise, we don't need the 12th chapter of Hebrews, which is to tell us that there is a chastisement for those whom God loves. What is that chastisement? That's discipline. What does discipline do? It makes us who we are. If a coach disciplines his team, it doesn't mean he goes out and beats them with a stick. It means they run some line drills till they don't wear out in a game. And there's so much of that that is happening in the life of a believer where the Holy Spirit is putting us through some disciplines in our lives. This is why we call Bible study and prayer Christian disciplines. What do we mean by that? We mean that we discipline ourselves to do them. Not if you're disciplining yourself to do them so that you can achieve something with God, then it's pitiful. You need to quit. But if the discipline is because you realize it's part of your spiritual diet, it's part of taking in who He is so that you can have a comprehension of Him or a revelation of Him through Scripture or through communion or through prayer, then they're beautiful disciplines. They should never be done to achieve from God, but always because of who we are in Christ. So that's part of Christian leadership, hospitable. There's hospitality is a part of Christianity that unfortunately is lost on a lot of people. I'm going to say something that's probably quite controversial, but I think that one of the reasons why a lot of Christians are not hospitable is they're so burdened down with the tithe that they don't have a whole lot left to be hospitable with. And then they feel condemned because although they've tithed, they feel condemned because they don't give offering. A lot of people say, we're going to take up our tithes and our offerings. Your tithes, what you owe God, your offerings, what you give God on top of that. The reality is you don't owe God anything. You're not a Jew living under the old covenant trying to support the natural priesthood so you don't have to tithe. You give out of a response of how good God is. If we would do that, we'd have room for hospitality in the church because people would be freed to be hospitable. Under the current system of the tithe, they are not freed to be hospitable. They are bound from being hospitable because they owe God so much they don't have time or anything to give to their fellow man. And I want to repeat it again. You don't owe God anything. So hospitality is a part of who we are as believers, but I fear that a lot of that is lost because of a bondage of finances. A lover of what is good, sober-minded, that's self-controlled, just, holy. So there's all of these things that come out. And I don't believe just and holy have anything to do with spiritual terms. Your justification is based upon faith. So is your holiness. So just and holy then are externals in this sense, being just toward people and having holy actions towards people, not treating them unholy or being unholy towards them. This is what he has as a requirement for elders. Now, tomorrow, I want to show you the 9th verse, which is that sound doctrine and convicting those who contradict, which will lead into the task of elders. This is going to be a good part because we're going to talk a little bit about what it means to be a deliverer of the message of grace through this lens, and it's good stuff. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.